Welcome to The Thriving Marriage, the podcast for those who want to get their spouse back in love with them and truly thrive.
You'll learn why 95% of people don't save their marriage and the secret method no one else is talking about that will change everything for you. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Let's turn tragedy to triumph.
Here are your hosts, international marriage experts, Mark Johnston and Heather Choate.
My name is Mark Johnston, head coach and international relationship expert here with High Thrive Coaching. You'll notice that once again, we do not have Heather here for the podcast. We're continuing to have some technical issues with her being able to access her Facebook account, and as such, hasn't been able to get on. We're not even sure what has actually happened. We're reaching out for support from Facebook. But this week's topic, we have marriage help for the holidays, or basically handling the holidays in the middle of a marriage crisis. I know a lot of you are anxious about how you might handle this situation, from buying gifts to just other small things, arrangements for family events, things like that. We're going to get to all of that today. But before we get to that, I do want to get into our client win of the week. This one is coming from, I'm going to be honest, Heather usually grabs these for me. I'm going to change the name is basically what I'm saying here. So in this case, it comes from Brian Stevenson. So Brian, it's a great win for Brian. Reconnection is finally he's finally getting into that. So he's talking about how, anyways, I'm going to get into his win. Saying, wife is starting to warm up to me. She even brought up our relationship and our conversation. We're both calm and everything went well. She also said that maybe we should get our own place together without our kids. They're adults, but currently living with me in the house that I own. But I would have quit my job and sell my house and start over wherever she's at. I'm sure it might just be talking, but it's something I mentioned to her a few months ago. But for now, I'm leaving things the way they are. I really like where this is headed, but only time will tell if she really wants to. We also have a date night for the Saturday. It's been 3 weeks since we've seen each other. My changes are working. She's even noticing, even though we only talk on the phone or video chat. I'm so grateful I found this program. So I'm familiar with Brian's situation. I've seen him pop in now and then. And it's wonderful to see progress like this. It does happen all the time. Sometimes it does take some time, though. It does take some effort. And that's why we are here to give you all the tools, all the tips needed to understand what is going on and how you might be able to turn things around, even in a crisis situation. So, like I said, great win with Brian. She's noticing changes. What this tells me here is that his wife is actually starting to describe things differently. An important piece in our program where, oftentimes what gets in the way is this narrative, this story that's being told. And these are absolutely signs that Brian's wife is starting to tell a different story and starting to describe what's going on between them in much more positive terms. All right, so on to our topic for today, handling the holidays. With Christmas and other holidays right around the corner, I know we just got through Thanksgiving recently. I wanted to take a moment to help you to understand maybe a few things about this. Especially because the holidays are the focus tends to be a lot more on family, and during a marriage crisis that can lead to all sorts of contention. Maybe as you and your spouse perhaps both want to have that family experience, even if maybe your spouse isn't wanting that with you. You're both wanting it, maybe with the kids or with other people. And so how do we go about that? How do we go about giving gifts? How do we go about keeping yourself healthy? How do we go about just things in general? And when I get into a topic like this, I always think it's very important, first off, to start with what you actually want here. What do you want? I think the important question, one of the biggest and most important questions, is the question, what do you want to feel during the holidays? Now, I ask this because to give you some direction in all of this, because oftentimes we get caught up in so many other things. We get caught up on how are the kids going to be affected and presents and all of these other things. And sometimes we can lose sight of those more defining goals. So do you want to feel connection? Do you want to feel some amount of respect or regard? Do you want to feel some peace between the two of you? It's important for you to actually identify this first off and actually sit down for a moment and say, what is important to me during the holidays? I would encourage you actually to examine this specifically with emotions, because a big piece of the holidays is that emotional aspect. Sure, we can look at this very logically and say, well, I want to be able to give my children some gifts, and I want to be able to have these family events right here. And I certainly think that's important to consider as well. But I think, in order to be able to speak in a healthy, to communicate health in a healthy manner with your spouse, it should come down to some of those emotions, which are a little bit harder to argue or to really take offense at. If you come to your spouse, for instance, and say, hey, you know what, this holiday season, I want to make sure that we have some respect for each other and what's going on. Even if there is some contention between the two of you, that's a difficult thing to argue with. If you're just saying, I want to make sure there's some respect. Hey, everyone out there, seeing you say hi there. So start with that. Start with those feelings, and then we can get into maybe some of the other discussions as you establish those feelings that you both want to have. Now, it very well may be that your spouse and you are not on speaking terms, or there's a lot of tension here. It's possible that maybe your spouse does not want to participate in whatever goals you have set or plans that you have. And that's not the point of this. This isn't a point of you being right and you getting what you want. This is about you stating your goals and intentions and inviting your spouse to participate if they so choose. And then for you to have some contingency plans if they do not wish to participate. So how this might look is you might say to your spouse, even one who with whom you might have a lot of tension, you might say, during the holiday season, it's really important to me that we have some calm between us and that we are able to respect each other's wishes. And I'd actually like to discuss how we might be able to do that if you want. If you don't want to have that discussion, that's fine. But I'm just going to say, I'm going to be working towards this. And you have that, put that invitation out there. If they don't take you up on the offer, then you need to have some plans on how you might be able to handle that for yourself, how maybe even how you might need to protect yourself in order to make sure that you and those around you do have a positive and uplifting holiday season. Now, this goes right along with some of the other pieces here. Like, for instance, if you're aiming for that respect, if you're aiming for some sort of connection, and your spouse is not wanting to work on that with you, then the question of what do I need to do for myself to make sure that I am happy and healthy here for the holidays? It's, we could lament here and grieve over not being able to connect with your spouse, but I don't think that's the best, that's the place that you really want to be in. So if you are aiming for connection and respect, you need to ask yourself then, who are those people that I can connect with? And be focusing on what you do have and what you can create. So Does that mean that you're going to really focus on having connection with your children or with some close friends or with some other extended family? Are you going to aim to make sure that there is peace in your interactions with some of those other relationships? And I think that in and of itself can bring you to a much better place of acceptance from maybe where things are at right now, if it's not ideally where you want it to be. So, you know, you need to take into consideration maybe if there is a lot of tension and your partner isn't going to be reaching out to you, you know, do you need to make plans for a trip to the spa or make plans to make sure that you get yourself something nice? Or do you need to make plans to ensure that you feel that you can really bond with some of the other people who are very close to you? It's maybe a slightly different focus than what you've may have had in previous years, but can still be, you know, can have that holiday spirit here. You know, with a lot of these holidays also comes up that question though of gift giving. And do you give your partner a gift? And I do think it comes a little bit down to that idea of, you know, participation. You know, is this going to be something that is going to benefit or uplift your partner? Because I want to get around the idea that, you know, there needs to be some gift giving. Let's get around that, first of all. And also look at just the purpose of giving a gift. And I want you to ask yourself, why am I giving a gift, or why am I wanting to give a gift to my spouse? Is it so that they understand that I care? Is it so, because I want them to see my efforts? Is it because I want respect from them? And, you know, if it's these sort of selfish reasons where you're saying I wanted them to recognize me or to pay attention to me, I want them to appreciate me, you're going about this the wrong way, especially during a crisis. And, you know, I want you to think about what kind of gift you would rather receive, the one where you're a friend or a close person is expecting appreciation in return and maybe disappointed when it's not given, or the friend that is simply given a gift because they want to uplift your day. They want you to have a really good time with whatever occasion the gift is for. I think almost universally, everyone would go to that second option. They want to receive gifts from people who just simply want it to be a gift and for them, you know, for there to be no strings attached here. And as long as you're approaching it like that, it's perfectly fine. You know, if you feel like your partner might have some complaints about you giving a gift, make sure that you are making it explicitly clear what you're doing here, that you are not attaching any strings, that there's no expectation. You, in your simple intention, just make sure that they have a nice holiday. With that in mind, that means that your gifts, if there is a lot of tension, if you are in deep into your marriage crisis, that means your gifts should not be gifts that focus in on romance or the relationship or necessarily need to involve you, which means we're excluding things like tickets to an event together or romantic gifts such as that might be construed as romantic, you know, sensual smelly candles or lingerie or jewelry, things that have a romantic connotation to them, because it gives the impression that we are trying to build romance and we're away from that idea that we're simply trying to have that person have a good day. These gifts have a time and a place for them, and that's when when building up the day is about maybe romance or connection, and that's when your spouse is actually seeking that out. So, I've told this story a number of times. I remember actually reading this somewhere else as I was looking at this in past years. I remember seeing a suggestion about gift giving during the holidays, and it stuck out to me because I just thought the example was interesting. It was a little bit ridiculous. The example was of an estranged husband and wife, and, you know, usually on this holiday that the husband was wanting to recognize, they had a tradition of going to their favorite restaurant. And the reason why it stuck out was the favorite restaurant was IHOP. And for those of you who might not have an IHOP around, it's the International House of Pancakes. It's a breakfast chain. And in my opinion, not that great of a restaurant if that's like your special place. But that was their special place, and that's the place that they like to go. And so the husband, wanting to recognize this day, simply got her a gift card and, you know, made it very clear that I want you to be able to have a good day here and be able to get out with your friends. And I recognize that you may not want to go with me to this place, but I want to give this to you so that you can have a good day. And I think that was a really great example of what I was talking about here. In terms of other things, such as family events, there may be a bit of a struggle or an argument, especially if the two of you are separated and you're both wanting that connection, that family connection. And I think that in and of itself should be recognized and it should be called out for what it is. I mean, imagine this discussion where you go to your spouse and say, hey, look, I'm wanting to talk about family events with the holidays, and I recognize how great of a parent you are and you wanting to connect to your children or to your other family members here. And I want to make sure that you have an ability to do that and want to make sure that I have that ability as well. So let's talk about coordinating this so that we both can have this connection with our family, because, you know, we both care about them a lot. Do you hear it? Like, here's this assumption. Here are these compliments in this conversation. Here's this assumption towards people wanting good things. And it is a direction, a way of talking here that can really bring out the best in people if you're setting that tone. So, you know, you might need to address some things about where are the kids going to be on certain days or events. What is it, you know, what can we do for, you know, where are we going to take time for ourselves? Where can we have moments for compromise? And even if you might already have some sort of plans, like a custody arrangement for alternating days or something, I think it might go a long way if you simply invite them into your plans, if they so choose. As in, here is, you know, especially if you're recognizing those good things that they want, this is a way of acknowledging, you know, giving them some invitations, helping your spouse to see that you are on their side, that you are supporting them. Now, of course, this is maybe a bit complicated here if there is a situation such as an affair. And because, you know, if your spouse is actively doing something that is harming or hurting you, affairs, lies, cheating, addictions, and whatnot. You know, and there's a tendency almost to think of these situations as, you not wanting to support such poor behavior. And certainly if in situations like this, there are needs for boundaries in order for there to be respect in the relationship, for you to build that healthy foundation to make sure that you are not sliding back into things in an unhealthy manner. This needs to be kept in mind as you approach this, simply because, you know, you don't want to necessarily sacrifice to the point where you're going to be, where you're going to lose respect here. But once again, I go back to that initial question. What is it that you want to feel? What is it that your spouse wants to feel here? And, you know, bring the discussion of maybe some of those boundaries into the mix. If you already have boundaries in place, what is it that you want to feel from those boundaries? You know, if there are boundaries considering, you know, an affair partner, You need to bring everything out into the table. I want to have an ability to have some connection with my family. I also want to feel like this is free from drama. How are we going to handle that? And, you know, as long as you're coming back to those questions, I think it can really support it can support a healthy dialogue in terms of making plans for the holidays. And then back to that question of, well, we can go back through how many of these questions in terms of if there is an affair or something, some act of pain from your partner. Do you give them the gift? Do you cooperate with those family events? And I think it goes back to those questions. What do I want to feel? What is important here? And as long as you can accomplish those emotional goals, I think you will be all right. So if you want to feel security, if you want to feel some connection, make your decisions based off of that. And make sure that you are being respectful to your parent or your partner in terms of what they would like to feel as well. So I'm not going to be able to cover, of course, every single possible permutation of this or possibility here, but I think that first question can really give you all a good guide in terms of how you might go about having a successful holiday season. On to our marriage mythbuster here, then. The myth of this week is, the only reason my marriage isn't working is because I'm not trying hard enough or do not possess the right knowledge or tools. I see this popping up in terms of people getting frustrated that their efforts are not paying out, that their marriage isn't coming back together, or they're taking a look at it. What is the missing piece here? And coming to that conclusion that it must be something that I am doing wrong. And the reason why I bring this up as a myth is, of course, there are going to be times when there is some shades of truth to this, that there are some changes that you need to make. But I want to get away from this idea that, if you are in a marriage crisis, that if you're not seeing success, that it's because of you, because of a lack of effort or a lack of knowledge or a lack of something here. And I know logically it's easy for us to say that, but emotionally, sometimes it's hard to let go of that notion where we are that concept of wanting to be in control of our circumstances, of our life. And I think this is where that stems from. We say that, it's because I'm not working hard enough, because we want to have a sense of control over something so important as our relationship or our marriage. And, as much as we advertise, as much as we talk about saving the marriage on your own, I do think that we give a lot of wonderful, amazing tools to help people open up conversations, to build up motivation, to make some big shifts in a marriage crisis. I am going to admit, though, that at some point, you do need the cooperation from your spouse in order to continue to make progress. It's my goal, especially as the person who is in charge of content and, what to teach all of you, what to share with all of you, that, I give you everything that's possible to give you success, to get to that point where your husband or wife does reconsider the relationship. But ultimately, there does need to be that motivation, that drive there in your spouse. I'm bringing this up because of the holidays. And I want you to be able to enjoy yourself as much as you can. I mean, this is a season for being able to feel all warm and connected with people, to be happy. And I see the blame or the frustration that people are suffering through and feeling like they themselves are lacking. And I feel like that really can take away from the happiness of the season. I'm not saying here that you should then turn around and blame your spouse here. There should be understanding in for both of you, for your desire to resolve concerns and to fix things, and perhaps your spouse's some understanding for your spouse that they may be acting out of hurt and wanting something good as well, even if they are choosing unhealthy routes to get that. But yeah, you know, the myth here is a bit of that idea that you simply, if you just work harder, if you just work smarter, that there's always a way to fix this. And I really, you know, in my personal opinion, I like to buy into that idea as well. But at some point, you do need your spouse to be on board. Now, I hope here that we have been helpful, that we would continue to be helpful to help you motivate your spouse to join you in these efforts. Absolutely, 100%. What I am here for. But I just don't want you to blame yourself. That's not a good direction to take this. And it doesn't really serve you or the relationship any good if you are coming at this and feeling disappointed in yourself. So love yourself, be understanding for yourself as you are offering that love and understanding towards your spouse. Now, if you need some help in some of these tools or in adjusting how you are thinking about this, you know, really having a healthy mindset here, let us know. We would love to support you. We would love to be able to give you some more services. And maybe there's some room here for you to get more direct help and support. As always, you can go to our website, www.highthrivecoaching.com/apply, to talk with one of our reps to see if one of our programs would be a good fit for you. So next week, we are going to share with you how to meet needs without losing yourself. And I love this topic here because I think this is a big source of pain for many people, that over many years they have squashed their needs down, they have sacrificed for kids or for partners, and it tends to create a toxic environment. So I want to talk to you about how do we give without losing ourselves here in this whole situation. Hopefully we'll have Heather back here next week, but if not, I will be here no matter what. Thank you all for watching, and we will see you all next week.
Thanks for listening to The Thriving Marriage, your A to Z blueprint for not just surviving marriage, but thriving. Until next time, my friends, thrive on.